KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy, 0 degrees with a wind chill of 17 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Weather forecast for today, partly cloudy, windy, and bitterly cold, a high of around 8 degrees above zero with wind chills down to 20 below. In area news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening at 5 o'clock at City Hall, and during their meeting, the board will receive updates on the Schulberg Recreation Area, the Park Maintenance Building Project, Sunnyside Tennis Court Reconstruction Project, the Dog Park at the Schulberg Recreation Area, and a new boat ramp near the water treatment plant. In addition, Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring will provide his report on a master plan for the Schulberg Recreation Area, along with fundraising and grant writing progress. News time is 8:01.
It's time to get more fun for your buck from your Verizon-authorized wireless retailer.
Get amazing deals on the latest phones like the Razer M with its compact design that fits in the palm of your hand but still has a 4.3-inch screen size and features the new Jelly Bean software from Verizon Wireless for just $100 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Or the Intuition with its 5-inch display. It's part phone, part tablet. Only $150 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card.
Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable high-speed wireless network today. Stop by and get the Razer M or Intuition, a TV store located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032.
New two-year activation, early termination fee, and other fees apply. See verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork for details.
Members of the CAM School District's Board of Education will hold a regularly scheduled meeting tonight beginning at 7 o'clock at the High School Media Center in Anita. And during their session, the board is slated to discuss and possibly act on matters pertaining to the multipurpose building, and that would include the holding of a public hearing on the plan, specifications, form of contract, and estimated costs for the project, and a resolution approving plans, specs, and form of contract. Also, a review of the construction bids and the awarding of a contract for construction. The board will also hear a discussion and possibly act on a driver's education instructor contract, driver's ed tuition, an open enrollment application, and other administrative matters. And prior to adjourning this evening, the CAM School Board will enter into a closed session to discuss negotiations for the 2013-2014 school year. Also meeting tonight, members of the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District's Board of Education, and during that 7 o'clock session at the high school in Elkhorn, the board will hear regular reports from the district's principals and Superintendent Dean Schnoes, who is expected to provide an update on reorganization with the Exira School District and discuss the heating compressor in the lunchroom. The EHK board will also discuss and take possible action on a new insurance program for one-to-one computers, Iowa Association for Educational Purchasing savings to the district, and an approval of OneSource as an employee or potential employee background check company. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce held its annual dinner and awards program over the weekend at the Cass County Community Center. There were many awards handed out Saturday night, but one award with national recognition was presented for the 12th year in a row. Atlantic is the only community in Iowa that sponsors the Athena Award, thanks to a more than decade-long partnership with Detter Motor Company in Atlantic. The 2012 Athena Award went to Dolly Bergman this year. The award was presented by last year's winner, Wendy Richter, who is with the Family Crisis Support Network in Atlantic.
She's demonstrated professional excellence through her careers in areas that women weren't always welcomed, beginning in entry-level, so-called female positions, and excelling to management. She's dedicated to the community and giving of her time, and has shown women how to grow and recognize their full potential. She's mentored women in professional opportunities and volunteer experiences that gives them greater confidence in their leadership skills. Although the Athena Award is not for volunteering, it's important to understand that continued work through service is how people grow and gain leadership qualities, demonstrating to others that it's through tireless efforts that true leaders are developed.
Past recipients of the Athena Award have included LaVon Eblin, Judy Marnin, Leanne Pellet, Denise O'Brien, Margaret Slepsky, Glenda Ferrier, Carol Schuler, Jan Kinnison, Janelle Hansen, Ann Pross, and Wendy Richter. Now, numerous other awards were handed out to deserving groups and individuals as well during the Chamber's annual banquet and awards program. The Distinguished Service Award was presented by Eleanor Hoover to longtime Atlantic area residents and historians, Philip and Trina Chinitz.
Among others who have given much time, passion, and talent to this community, the recipients this evening have more than 40 years of supporting the area through communicating the stories, news events, activities that make Atlantic such a great place to live. They work many long and irregular hours to capture the history of our community, preserve it, and current and future generations to enjoy.
The Chamber's Community Betterment Award went to the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. The Community Service Award went to Eagle Scout Casey Enan. The Outstanding Committee Member Award was presented to Jim Sampson. The Outstanding Chamber Volunteer Award went to Deb and Brian Church and their family. The Ambassador of the Year Award was presented to Sue Meary, with star ambassadors Sue Meary, Tammy Waters, Carl Aldag, Dolly Bergman, and Dr. Keith Leonard also receiving special recognition. And the gavel of leadership was handed over to Chamber President-elect Chip Henson, who's with First Whitney Bank and Trust. Amy Jordahl with the Atlantic Hy-Vee was named Vice President for 2013. Departing Chamber President Deb Leistad received an award of recognition during the ceremonies on Saturday. Elsewhere in the news, a Colorado man was being held in the Adams County Jail this past weekend on numerous drug-related charges following a traffic stop which occurred Friday night. The Adams County Sheriff's Department reports 35-year-old Quentin Sheehan of Blackhawk, Colorado, faces a possession of controlled substance, marijuana, with the intent to deliver charge, also a possession of drug paraphernalia charge, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, in addition to not having a valid license and no insurance. Adams County deputy stopped Sheehan at 250th and Elm Streets near Ottawa at around 8:35 p.m. Friday. The deputy requested assistance from the Adams County K-9 unit, and during a perimeter search of the vehicle, the dog alerted to the presence of narcotics. Further investigation revealed Sheehan had allegedly was in possession of a large amount of a controlled substance, marijuana, and a large amount of cash. Details on the quantity of the drug and the sum of the cash were not released. Sheehan was transported to the Adams County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Authorities in Lenox said Saturday that a man was arrested this past Wednesday afternoon on a charge of animal neglect resulting in the death of an animal, which is a serious misdemeanor. 21-year-old Lance Brandon was arrested after Lenox police investigated a report of a dead dog chained in a yard in the 400 block of West Illinois Street. Brandon was later released on his own recognizance. An Ohio woman's vehicle sustained $1,800 damage Saturday afternoon when it struck a hay bale that fell off a pickup truck in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials said the pickup, driven by 52-year-old Keith Worths of Council Bluffs, was traveling west on 200th Street at around 12:55 p.m. when some of the hay bales fell out of the bed of the truck near the intersection with D Avenue, about 3.5 miles west of Red Oak. A Ford Focus traveling east on 200th Street was unable to avoid hitting one of the bales. The driver of the car, 21-year-old Tiffany Nichols of Mainville, Ohio, was not injured during the mishap, and there were no citations issued. Officials at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic say the staff at the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, will be hosting an obstetrics open house on Tuesday, January 29th, from 5:30 until 7 p.m. That event is designed to showcase the obstetrics, or OB, department at CCMH and obstetric care provided throughout the CCHS. Diane McLaren, who's director of inpatient services and a registered nurse, said their new inpatient area includes 4 labor, delivery, recovery, and postpartum suites, each with a private bath. The open house will include tours of the OB department, refreshments and door prizes, and staff will be on hand to discuss different services, including surgical care and anesthesia, breastfeeding support, nutrition education, prenatal classes, post-birth support, and more. Expectant moms, fathers-to-be, support people, and anyone interested in learning more about the services provided at the CCHS are invited and encouraged to attend that open house. Several of the 5 physicians who regularly provide prenatal and delivery care will be available during the event. For more information, call 243-7516. Taking a look at Area or World News headlines at this hour, President Obama intends to sound upbeat today as he delivers his inauguration speech before several hundred thousand people watching in person and many more watching on television. But his efforts to seek solutions to economic woes at home and conflicts overseas comes as he leads a deeply divided nation. The president and his family have begun Inauguration Day by attending services at St. John's Episcopal Church near the White House. The presidential motorcade arrived under crisp, cold skies outside the sanctuary. The President and First Lady Michelle Obama emerged to pose briefly for photos with their daughters Sasha and Malia before entering the church. A heavy and steady stream of people is flooding the National Mall this morning, but there isn't the same early morning crush of humanity there was at this time 4 years ago for President Obama's first inauguration. With the main event just hours away, people are having their pictures taken with the flag-draped Capitol building in the background. In addition to the presidential inauguration, today is the day the nation honors civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. A quirk in the calendar pushed President Barack Obama's public swearing-in in Washington onto the national holiday honoring the slain civil rights leader. In Atlanta, the King Center will host its annual commemorative service featuring the Reverend Samuel Rodriguez. And the search continues today at a natural gas plant in Algeria for mines and other potentially explosive booby traps left behind by Islamic militants during their siege of the facility. Searches by bomb squads yesterday turned up more bodies. The death toll is now at least 81. News time is 8:10.
Right now is the perfect time to stop in the TV store, your Dish authorized retailer, and get set up with the new Hopper system before the big game.
You mean the soup?
No, I mean the big game. With the Hopper system from Dish, you can pause live TV, go grab a super big bowl of nachos, and not miss 1 second of the bone-crushing action. Plus, with high definition and DVR in every room, you can watch and re-watch the game in amazing high definition no matter where you're at in the house.
But Jesse, my wife doesn't like football.
Well, with up to 6 TVs being able to watch different channels during prime time, she can enjoy her favorite show while you enjoy the game.
So let me get this straight. I can watch and record the game in high definition in my man cave, and my wife can be happy watching TV anywhere else she wants in the house?
Yes, sir.
Well, I would have to be as dumb as a replacement referee to not run out to the TV store, my Dish authorized retailer today.
The TV store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-3032.
Primetime, anytime, only available for playback of select HD primetime shows. Must be enabled by customer. Limited time offer. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Hopper available with qualifying programming packages. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Favette Faye Black, age 86, of Goodell, Iowa, and formerly of Sutherland, died Thursday. Funeral services for Faye Black will be today at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Richard Shoesmith, age 78, of Stewart, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Richard Dean Shoesmith will be today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Rita Block, age 83, of Erling, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Rita Block will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Posh, age 69, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Mary Posh will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Rodney Beyer, age 45, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Services for Rodney Beyer will be today at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Virgil Miller, age 87, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Virgil Miller, who is formerly of Persia, will be held today at 1:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dennis O'Brien, age 68, of Cary, North Carolina, died January 15th. A memorial mass for Dennis O'Brien will be today at 2 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Fred Sheridan, age 61, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Fred Sheridan will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Vicki Lundgren, age 54, of the Des Moines area and formerly of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Vicki Lundgren will be Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in West Des Moines. George Morton, age 89, a native of Griswold, died January 13th in San Diego. Funeral services for George Morton will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the St. Therese Church in San Diego. Graveside services will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at the Whipple Cemetery northwest of Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Mary Jane Wengert, age 91, of Carlisle, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mary Wengert will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Don Tiedemann, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Don Tiedemann will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Jim Cady, age 98, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Jim Cady will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. And Daryl Ruse, age 68, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Daryl Ruse are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.